So infuriated were the soldiers that when the men returned to take up the dead, they prepared to fire again, but were checked by Preston while the 29th Regiment appeared under arms in King Street. "This is our time," cried the soldiers of the 14th, and dogs were never seen more greedy for their prey. The bells rung in all the churches, the town drums beat. "To arms! To arms!" was the cry. "Our hearts," said Warren, "beat to arms, almost resolved by one stroke to avenge the death of our slaughtered brethren." But they stood self-possessed, demanding justice according to the law. "Did you not know that you should not have fired without the order of a civil magistrate?" asked Hutchinson on meeting Preston. "I did it," answered Preston, "to save my men." The people would not be pacified or retire till the regiment was confined to the guardroom and the barracks, and Hutchinson himself gave assurances that instant inquiries should be made by the county magistrates. 100 persons remained to keep watch on the examination, which lasted till 3 hours after midnight. A warrant was issued against Preston, who surrendered himself to the sheriff, and the soldiers of his party were delivered up and committed to prison.